a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Tim Lacombe just jumped in the studio for our band of the day. Thomas Rhett coming to USANA Amphitheater on August 11th of this year.
That's kind of like some hip-hop country.
Yeah.
It's alternative country is what it is.
Alt country?
There you go.
No, alt country's a little bit more...
down from the southern part of Utah County are so smart.
this is what they do
now. I just
always
wish I'd love in this.
You got to kind of half rap your country song now. Talk about Applebee's, talk about Billabong bikinis. That's how you get people going. So special guest Parker McCollum going to be there with Connor Smith as well. It's Thomas Rhett coming to USANA Amphitheater. Go to LiveNation.com for more information. Tickets go on sale this Friday. So there you go.
The big one that was released today, you guys know that. I love music.
You are a music fan, yes.
Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker.
What? Yes, I saw that, yes.
In August, be there or be square.
That's one Tim Lacombe won't miss, right?
You know what's so cool about that group is Jason Bonham, the son of John Bonham, Led Zeppelin.
That's right.
Drummer. He plays the drums for Sammy. And then they have Michael Anthony, who is the longtime Van Halen bassist that plays with Sammy. So you get really kind of like a melding of some Zeppelin covers and Van Halen stuff.
It's
plus
some power
Sammy
families
stuff.
That
it's
are combining for so. But Sammy Hagar coming, did you say this summer?
Yeah, August 30th,
here.
I think, at USANA.
At USANA. Yeah. I thought for some reason, I saw a billboard on some website I was on today, and I thought, Sammy Hagar's coming to town.
I'd take that more serious than the stock report.
No, I was going to say.
Why are you guys talking about all this and looking at me?
Because I'm waiting for you to jump in.
Wait for you to jump in.
I know. It's like, what am I going to say?
Hey, look,
if you can't sing it, say it.
Did you say the Scorpions are coming? Yeah,
who's your favorite
there.
Band?
My favorite band?
All time.
Of like all time?
Yeah. Yeah. Like who do you listen to?
Oh, I have a weird like
we know
music kind of
surprises
palette.
Me.
He's you know why? Because a lot of his life was taken up. Like,
Enya.
That's your favorite band.
Is that a
band.
Surprise?
No. Are you being serious?
But I love
Enya.
You're not. I like Enya on just to chill, but like,
why
you're not lifting weights.
Why do you
to
slap
Enya?
Your. Yeah, I love. I used to listen.
He just walked out. Why did he walk out?
I know.
Because that's
wants
like,
me to react. Look, what? Here's how. When I was playing professional football and where I would listen to music was driving. And. I was always keyed up.
So
right?
You wanted to wind down.
I needed to be kind of mellow. I did not need music to get me excited or get me fired up. It was the last thing in the world. Like I could
had
not
all those substances. Yeah,
but you're a child of the '80s. Like you listen to rock and roll. Girl,
he was
up.
A
so
big hair band.
Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
That's
and I
funny.
Love them too.
He was a big hair.
But
band
I also
guy.
Liked Yaz.
I love Yaz. I liked Yaz. Upstairs at Eric's.
Upstairs at Eric's. That's a classic album.
Yeah.
I could. Let's. Here's the thing. This is West Hall. Walking through the door.
The sound, the sound of footsteps on the floor.
Hey, was cute.
So good, dog. That's good stuff, right there. Right.
Oh my goodness.
See, I told you I'm the derailer.
Oh,
I guess no, we got news.
My first concert
we have...
ever was Depeche Mode, so kind of in that same vein. Erasure, Yaz.
You know who my first concert was? Howard Jones.
Me too.
Park in Park Meadows.
Dude, I was at the same one.
Had to have been.
That was my first one.
Yeah. Loved
Dude,
it.
It was raining.
This is a thing.
And he's doing all this.
Yeah, he totally.
It was so cool. I was at the same
show. You guys' first concert was in the same venue at the same place watching the same person.
Almost got canceled.
Wow.
It was like delayed. Yeah.
That's
I forgot. I forgot all about
I'm
that.
I'm telling
this
you, awesome. Bro. Yeah, I was
Loved
with,
Howard
I was
Jones.
There too.
Yeah, cue up that Yaz. We're going to need that as a bumper on the way out.
Things can only get better.
Yes.
And so some breaking Jazz news here.
So
breaking.
You said it right before we came in here because we were asking about the injury report. And I said, what about these guys? And as soon as we say it, of course, we got the injury report. What do we have as officials?
So it's not that big a deal, really. It's just so out tonight. I mean, don't overreact. Donovan Mitchell's out.
Knew that.
We knew
that. Yeah, come on.
Rudy Gobert's out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we knew that. Strained left calf, yeah.
Mike Conley.
Yeah, that's second half of back-to-back.
Yeah.
But let's add to that. No. And I think these guys are probably important.
We had some questionables. So
Royce O'Neal.
Sounds like a Tom
So Royce is now out.
Yes.
Tendonitis.
So that would be four really? Starters.
Royce is kind of one you don't ever see out, but okay.
Okay, yeah,
Royce
is
out with tendonitis. Joe Ingles is out with a right ankle sprain.
Wow. No
and jingle. I guess just for the power six, if you will.
Ouch.
Bojan Bogdanovic is out.
Bogey's out with the finger?
With the left finger avulsion fracture.
So what's the starting lineup look like then?
So I think it's Alex.
And can you really call him a starting
Alex
lineup?
Alex Carey.
Are we going to be – listen,
Scott
Mitchell. We're all out tonight with the finger, by the way, on this game.
I'd like to give the Jazz the finger.
Four.
My goodness.
Like, so what is it? What's the
starting
five? By way of Plano, Texas.
Yeah.
Tim Lacko.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, he did some time in Plano, Texas, too.
Yeah, I lived in Plano.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, Frito-Lay's out of
my
Plano.
My aunt lives in Richardson.
See, we used to play Richardson Berkner. Do you guys used to play those guys?
Played Berkner.
Yeah.
So who's
green,
this?
The green, they're green.
They're the Rams, that's right.
Who is the starting lineup then?
Hassan's their center.
Okay. Hassan's going to be the center.
Who's the point guard?
Butler.
Is it Forrest?
No,
Forrest?
It's Trent Forrest.
Trent Forrest.
Who's your two? Eric Paschal, probably?
Paschal will probably play more like the three.
Okay.
Rudy Gay's still available.
Okay, so he's probably your four.
Four.
And Jordan Clarkson.
And Clarkson.
But do they start Jordan on
Maybe they'll start
like
Butler and bring Clarkson off the bench. Who knows? But the bottom line is the pickings are slim.
So if you took the money earlier today, you might be in a good spot because the Jazz were double-digit figure underdogs going into this one.
Yeah, they're 11-point underdogs.
And it just got worse.
Did they just take a game like that off, don't they? At some point,
I think, but that's the thing is that for me, it's tough because we asked Gordy Chiesa that same
thing.
Who
takes it off? Vegas?
Like Vegas.
Oh.
No.
They just try to adjust.
Yeah, but I mean, like for the players, not for the players, you don't have to tell the players to be up for a game like this.
I mean, not that I
know
anything about gambling.
No. It's for entertainment purposes only.
We know that the NFL encourages gambling and drinking.
Hey, listen.
And quarterbacks. Those three things.
Steve Mariucci told me. My son goes, who is this guy, Mariucci?
I love that guy.
Who comes on and starts talking about gambling. I go, he used to be a coach, a GM. He used to do all this stuff.
He
so,
passed on Tom Brady.
I said, it's the guy.
That's the guy.
His name is the Mooch. So obviously he's the guy who they're going to have talk about gambling. So in the end, though, these guys want to win this game who are coming in. The Suns are going to be without a handful of guys,
they're without Crowder. And Payne, you know, those two guys are really...
Ayton was listed as questionable.
Ayton is out.
So he's out.
Yeah.
Well, so they're going to have a
So it's basically Booker and Paul.
Yeah. But
versus Clarkson and...
Forrest.
And
Rudy Gay. And a little bit of Paschal.
Maybe
Paschal
just play two on two.
Those 21,
you can sub
those,
in, and that way the bench, you'll have plenty
of
guys.
So there you go. I'm going to try to list it off as the breaking news just hit us with all of the outs. So Donovan Mitchell out, Rudy Gobert out, Joe Ingles out, Bojan Bogdanovic out, Mike Conley out. Did I get everybody? Yeah. Royce O'Neal out. There you go. So there's the starting five is not playing tonight. So you're going to go straight to – plus Joe Ingles not playing.
Doak will be available.
Oh yeah, you got a second line center that could come in. So there you go. So that's bad news for Jazz fans if you're waiting on this one. But Wednesday,
everyone will be back.
Man, it's going to be great over here at the Viv.
All right, I got a question for you. This is my question. So the Jazz, it's like got to do better on their perimeter defense. They got to play better on their defense. They got
Scott's so overhearing that.
And
stuff
they're
now.
Well, no. And so my question is this. And so you know they're rated as you know they've been one of the top offensive teams in the NBA. Is it possible for this Jazz team to actually play at both ends? And I think of some great players, like you think of Michael Jordan, who is a great two-way player, and some of these great. Can the Jazz do that? Are they capable of that, or are they just they're either one or the other?
Because
that's what it felt like last night. It's like, man, they played really great on defense,
but couldn't make a shot.
They just couldn't make a shot when it mattered.
Yeah, no, I think you know you bring up a great point. I mean, I think they're capable of it. I think you know, and I'm always really quick to not indict effort. I don't think it's effort per se, as much as it's more just finely tuned in to what's going on in the game plan. You know, I think. You know, from your experience, there were guys that just went out and played. They slept through the scouting report, and they just went and did their thing.
They put their sunglasses on, actually, in the meeting.
Exactly.
Not lying about that. It really happened.
I caught guys, you know, because we in college basketball, you do the film study. You're up in front of the room.
Right.
And number of times saw guys not off. And it just depended how good they were to me if I ratted them out or not.
The laser pointer was powerful.
It was powerful.
In those meetings.
Yeah. So, no, but I think honestly that I think they can do it. You know, the one benefit they have is they have the best defensive player in the world as kind of the centerpiece of their defense. And so it really does allow guys to maybe not always be as locked in as they need to be. But the guys talk about it all the time. Like part of that is being 100% on things you can be 100% on, like communication, you know. So many times this team, you know, that when they're switching stuff, you know, that's just so vital for those guys to talk. So doing the little things I really think will make the bigger things better. But I really liked what I saw last night. It was unfortunate, though, that it was coupled with a really tough offensive performance.
Let me ask you this, because the fans are, at this point, I wouldn't say despondent, but it's like, it's been rough days. This has been a rough go the last month, you know?
Well, we haven't felt, you know, like we haven't gone 3-7 in 10 games for as long as I can remember.
And so with that, there's the part where a night like tonight when everybody's out and then, you know, you're trying to go, yeah, no. But the next game, everything's going to come back around. Like how what's an explanation to, like, the fans as to where the team is right now, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, they were the last team in the league to go through COVID. So the Jazz were kind of, during when things were going pretty well, they were running through a bunch of teams like they are right now. You know, they were teams that missing guys. But the Jazz were able to play really well in those games. And now it's kind of not just COVID, but now the injury bugs hit a little bit. So I really do believe, and I know you guys probably get sick of me saying it, but it is the way I look at it. This is a journey. The season every year is a journey. And last year we took it from a totally different vantage point. We were number one nearly the entire season, you know, flying high above the clouds. The playoffs come and, you know, unfortunately we did get through a round, but then we ran into a brick wall in the Clippers.
I'm so sick of you saying that, dude. Have I told you that yet? I'm just kidding. You said that. You guys are probably sick of me saying it.
But I know.
Stop saying the season's a journey.
But a year ago,
it's the
worst
road trip ever.
The Jazz are up 2-0 on the Clippers, you know, and then fall, you know, so they, you know, they'd had quite a, you know, good run at it. And, you know, the question is, you know, was, you know, the injury to Mike Connolly and Donovan Mitchell a year ago, you know, what would it have looked like had they been healthy?
I think it'd been totally different.
So I, you know, so you have to feel like the Jazz have the potential. If everything's going right, you know, and we're assuming from last year and what we saw, that they could compete in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, I would think you have to believe that this team could potentially do that this year.
Yeah, and I think there's, you know, the crazy part, there's so much left to go. The indicators that would say that they could be better than they were last year, and that's to get to the Western Conference Finals, I think they're more versatile. You know, I think if somebody like the Clippers puts five guys out there and, you know, Rudy Gay has to play the five or Eric Paschal has to play five. They're getting a ton of experience doing that during the year. So it won't be – it'll be something they actually feel comfortable with as opposed to something they had to kind of react to. And so I think the team, you know, has they played really well at times. I think this is more of an outlier, and I think you guys would agree. I mean, Rudy and Donovan just don't miss games.
Yeah.
And to have those guys out multiple games over a stretch, you know, they're your best players. So you're certainly going
to
struggle.
Well, and I think everybody's anticipating this stretch to be tough anyway. I mean, these games are hard games. These are the best teams in the Western Conference.
Phoenix today, Phoenix Wednesday,
Memphis on Friday.
And then Minnesota right after that. Yeah. So these teams are all – I told Jake the word for all these guys is you know, it's a scrappy group of teams you're playing, and the Warriors, the Suns. I mean, you have to have your best.
Real quick before we get out, before we get to and you're gonna get the roast beef breakdown. You're gonna get the roast Radames.
20-2 now.
20-2, not bad.
It's yeah.
It's respectable.
I mean, you
you're in first in the West right now for your roast Radames.
Number one. Roasty would be first place.
Your roasty predictions. You'll get those coming up here at 6 o'clock. But real quick, the Bucks. This whole thing with Grayson Allen, his suspension. And the Bucks come out and say, no, he shouldn't have been suspended. It's kind of a weird thing because I think everybody watches the video and we tend to go, well, I mean, Grayson was here for a minute and we kind of liked the guy when he was here. I think he minded his P's and Q's, but he still has a reputation now that is this doesn't help it. But why would the Bucks come out and keep going, oh, yeah, no, he doesn't need to be suspended? Is it just because you don't want to lose a guy? And your knee-jerk reaction is to say we just to stand up for your guy who just got suspended?
That'd be my guess, yeah. I don't think what he did is defensible, particularly if it was one-off, maybe. But, I mean, you've got seven instances from college all the way through of just dirty plays that don't really belong out there.
And the guy's out for the rest of the season now, so you can't
exactly.
Go.
It's just it's tough. So I don't think it's enough. I think one game was way
that's
too
why
light.
It seemed wild to me that the Bucks were like, I can't believe you suspended him for a game. It's like, just take your lumps and move on, man.
Yeah.
Tim Lacombe, the coach, and Jake Scott are going to have the breakdown. Jazz pregame coming up in just about 15 minutes. Thanks for hanging out, Coach.
Always a pleasure.
Doesn't Tim look like Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
He walks in every day, and I just feel like Aaron Rodgers.
I'd buy insurance from Tim.
Yeah.
I'd give you guys a really good rate.
A really good rate.
Do you wear the khakis, though? That's what I want.
Oh.
I'll wear khakis to a business meeting if I need to. That's about as dressed up as I get,
though. But at the same time, I feel like if Tim walked in with khakis on, I'd go, something's off. The deal's off. Something's off. Lacombe's in here with khakis.
He's way too serious.
We'll take the break here. We appreciate it, Coach. We'll come back. More to go right here. 2-minute drill around the corner. Stay with us. It's 97.5 till Lady the Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.